Welcome to this Sunday morning's message podcast from Kingdom Faith. Today's message is by Pastor Clive Urquhart.
Right, I need a hand this morning. I need everybody that is under 8, 9 years old to stand on your feet and come down the front. Everybody that is under 9, that kind of age, come down the front. I need you to help me this morning.
I'm only 7.
You're only 7.
My birthday in January, my first year.
God, look at all of you guys, brilliant. You all got your summer gear on, it's hot outside, isn't it? Okay, right, what I need you to do, how many of you are boys?
Me.
All the boys, if you can go that side.
Okay.
All the girls, if you can come this side. Okay. Just giving you a hard time. All the lads. Okay, all the lads this side. All the girls. Mate, just come this way a bit. That's it. Keep going. Cool. Excellent. Now, we've got an amazing little story we're going to read. I need my glasses, otherwise I won't be able to read anything. Thanks, mate. Cheers. Oh, right, you're a girl. Do you want to come this side? Never mind. Okay. Right, you ready?
Yeah.
Gosh, it's going great this morning, isn't it? Are you happy? You alive?
Yeah.
Got all my friends up here. Brilliant. Okay, are you ready? Very early on the Sunday morning, the women... It says here, the women brought the spices that they had prepared for the tomb. Are you ready? Got your spices? You got some amazing facial things going on up here. Right, you ready? Got your spices? Come with me then. We're going over to the tomb. Come this way. So all the women came with the spices. Come this way. Gather around the tomb over here. If I can find a bit of light. They found out that the stone that had covered the entrance to the tomb had been rolled away. That's this thing. This thing. Didn't Chad do an awesome job making this thing? So, they entered, but the body of the Lord Jesus was not there. One or two of you, have a look inside. Is Jesus in there? Is anybody in there? I know it's a wall behind there, but just play along with me, all right? Okay, so Jesus wasn't there. While they were pondering where he could be, two men in clothes that shone like lightning suddenly appeared and stood beside them. So just imagine there's two angels that appear now and their clothes were as white as lightning. All right, you ready? You listening? Frightened, the women fell to the ground. At least on Friday I was playing with a Connect 4 game up there and at least it worked with me. Are you ready? You ready, ladies? Ready? Ready? Listening? Suddenly, they all fell to the ground. Yeah. On their faces. That's what it says here. The man asked them, "Why are you looking for the living among the dead? He is not here." Who's he? Who's he talking about? Yeah? Jesus. Jesus is not in there. He has... Oh, that was rubbish, you lot. Jesus is not there. He has...
risen!
Come on. Jesus has risen. Oh, I've got to keep losing my place because I can't see what I'm doing. Remember what he told you while he was still with you in Galilee. The Son of Man, that's Jesus, must be handed over to sinful men to be crucified. But on the third day, he will be raised back to life. Then the women remembered. Everybody go, oh yeah. The Bible's not saying that women forget lots of stuff. All it's just saying is that at this moment. So everybody go, oh yeah. Oh yeah. All right, don't then. All right. Are you ready? Jump to your feet. Then they told this to the 11 and all the others that were over there. So run over to all the lads. Run over that way. Run to the boys and tell them Jesus is not there. He's risen. Go and tell him, quick, run over there. Run over there. Well done. I haven't got a microphone. I love this. Listen to this. They told this to the 11 and all the others. Okay, so Jesus, you've got to listen to the girls, okay, the women, all right? Was that my wife that said amen then? Yeah, but we'll get the last laugh in a minute, okay? There's a good little sentence in here, all right? So they told this to the 11 and the others with them as soon as they returned from the tomb. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and others with them that brought this news to the apostles. But listen to this, lads. But they did not believe what the women said. It seemed to make no sense to them. Don't you love the Bible? It's got such a great sense of humour. So the women came back telling all the lads something, and the lads, as usual, yeah, rightio, love, yeah, believe ya, yeah, 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 what next? But however, Peter, who wants to be Peter?
Me!
Is there anybody called Peter? However, Peter ran to the tomb to see for himself. Mr. J247, jump to your feet. You are Peter. Run over to the tomb. Run over there. He bent over and he looked into the tomb. Have a look. Don't bang your head. He looked in and saw the strips of linen lying to one side. But he left. He walked away perplexed. That means a bit confused, a little bit. What's going on here? Blokes don't normally do that. They normally walk away going, I know exactly what's going on here. But because this was a miracle, they're going, oh, well, let's just have a think about this one. He left perplexed at what he had seen. Ah. So Jesus wasn't in the tomb. The angel said, why are you looking for the living among the dead? Even Peter then ran to the tomb and he walked away. What's going on? Should we have a quick look and find out what happened? Or should we finish there? Don't say yes. All right. Okay, so all of you guys here, everybody lie down on your back as if you were dead. And you've got to be as quiet as possible. So lie down. You're not dead, thanks. Just work with me, all right? Work with me. Just, Isaac, do you want to just lie down for a minute? That'd be cool. I know you don't, okay. Right. Excuse me. Mate, do you just want to lie down for a minute? Just lie down. Just lie down. Just lie down. That's it. Cool. Well done, mate. Brilliant. Excellent. don't go to sleep, all right? Now, you're not sleeping, are you? There's a lot of snoring going on up here. It's not that bad, is it? Okay, just pretend to be asleep. Dead. Dead. Everybody's being really quiet. As quiet as you can be. Shh. Okay, now. Before anybody knows Jesus, they might physically be alive, but spiritually, they're not alive. Before people know Jesus, it's like they're spiritually dead. But Jesus came to change all of that, didn't he? Let's just read what the Bible says. What you are now is in direct contrast to what you used to be. Once you were spiritually dead because your lives were full of sin and disobedience to God's word. That is how you used to live when you lived according to the world's standards. Because you were subject to God's enemy, belonged to his negative kingdom of darkness, and were controlled by the spirit who still works in the disobedient. All of us at one time shared in that ungodly lifestyle, longing to satisfy our flesh. We all sought to please our fleshly desires, and sin filled much of our thinking. Just like everybody else, we were subjects of God's anger because of our sinful disposition. Despite all this, because of God's great love for us, God, who is so rich in mercy, actually brought us to life with Christ. Even when we were spiritually dead because of our sins. What a wonderful work of his grace to save us out of the death and darkness of sin, out of the hands of the evil one we once served. Right, are you still dead?
No.
Some of you. Okay, now on Friday, when we were here, we found out that Jesus hung on the cross. And when he hung on the cross, he took every sin, everything that could separate us from God, everything that could stop us from knowing Jesus. And when he died on the cross, he took all of our pain, all of our guilt, all of our sin on himself. And the Bible says he became guilty. That's amazing. So that we could be forgiven. And on the cross, Jesus cried out, "It is finished, it is done." Which means he forgave every sin, he dealt with every pain and shame and guilt on the cross. And then he said, "It is finished." He gave up his spirit and he died. Because sin didn't kill him, death didn't kill him, and the devil didn't kill him. He gave up his spirit because he had already beaten sin and death and hell, right? Then they buried him in that tomb. But because he'd already defeated sin and death and hell, that couldn't hold him down. And so 3 days later, the Holy Spirit went in there and Jesus into the tomb, and Jesus came alive, making it possible for every person on the planet to know Jesus personally, to become a friend of God. Are you ready? Are you ready to come alive in a minute? Let's show all our mums and dads and all the adults here what happens when Jesus comes into your life. Are you ready? Are you ready to spring up, jump up, and shout and praise? Are you ready? They're still dead. That's why they can't hear me. Are you ready? After three, what happens? Because of Jesus coming alive and being risen from the dead, that means that we can have that new life, the same life that Jesus has. Are you ready? One, two, three, come on! But then it says that he has actually raised us up with Christ. So everybody go onto the stage. All of you guys, go onto the stage. He has raised us up with Christ and sees us seated with him in heavenly places because he has placed us in Christ. Do you want to go up there and face everybody? He has done this so that in the future we might be an example or demonstrate the riches of his grace that are so immense that nothing can be compared to such riches, to how good he is. And this grace has been shown to us because he is so kind towards us. And this is expressed or shown in all that Christ Jesus has done for us. So when you give your life to Jesus, you're no longer spiritually dead, but you come alive spiritually in the same way that Jesus came alive out of the tomb, because death couldn't keep him down, sin couldn't keep him down, and the devil couldn't keep him down. So do you know what? What, they all replied. Do you know what? Sin has no control over your life. It has been defeated. Death has no hold over your life because it has been defeated. Hell has no victory over your life because it has already been defeated. So that means you're a person who's been forgiven. You're a person who's got victory over, you don't have to be scared of death, and you've got victory over the devil. Why? Because that's what Jesus, that's who he is, and that's what he has given you. And that's what's possible for every person that is alive on the planet, for every one of us in this room this morning. So I think we should, every one of us, stand and we should give God an amazing clap, cheer, thanksgiving of how good he is and how amazing he is in our lives this morning. Come on, we can do better than that. We can really praise him. Now, we're just going to pray for a couple of minutes. And what we're going to do, we're going to thank Jesus for how amazing he is. Because none of us in this room deserve to be forgiven. None of us deserve, in our own efforts, a relationship with God. It's down to everything that he has done because of who he is in our lives. So whether you know Jesus this morning or not, I think every one of us needs to thank Jesus for how amazing he is today. But if you don't know Jesus this morning, and so, well, I haven't got this living relationship that you've been talking about. I'm not alive to God in the way that you've been speaking about. Well, God wants you to come alive today in a relationship with him. Because when you come alive in God, life takes on a completely different meaning. You see things in a different way because it's like the light goes on, because the Bible says that God is light. And when God comes into your life, it's like a light goes on and you suddenly realize, wow, life has become technicolor, full of color. It's not just black and white anymore with my own understanding. But there's something that comes alive in you, which is God coming into your life today. So we're going to take a few moments and just respond. Just talk to God and pray. And just respond to his amazing goodness this morning. So let's just close our eyes for a moment. Father, I thank you that you're here amongst us. I thank you for your unfailing, incredible love. Father, I thank you that you just touch people's lives right now around this room. Thank you for many of us that we know you already. It's amazing our lives are being completely turned around and transformed. But Father, I just pray right now for people in here that don't know you, never come into a personal friendship and relationship with you. Father, I thank you that you just speak to them, show them who you are right now. If you're somebody here this morning that doesn't know Jesus and you're like, man, I want to respond to God's goodness and is this love that's reached out to everyone in this room, many have responded, but I want to respond today. We're just going to pray together. And you can pray and just talk to God where you are. Lord Jesus, I thank you that you died not just for everybody else, but you died for me. And I thank you that you took every sin that I've done and you took all of that on yourself. I thank you for your amazing love, your amazing mercy that forgives me. So I ask you this morning, forgive me for the sin and everything that I've done that separates me from you. I want to come out of this spiritual death. I want to come alive to know you. And so I thank you for your forgiveness right now. But Father, I give you my life right now. God, I give you my life, and I ask you that you would give me your life now. Come and live in me. Come and be Lord of my life today. I want to follow you for the rest of my life. I want to walk with you for the rest of my life, Jesus. I thank you that you forgive me. I thank you that you come into me right now. I thank you that I can start an amazing relationship with you. I thank you and I praise your wonderful name. And everybody said, Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, if you prayed this morning or responded to God in some way, and you prayed something like I was just praying out there, saying, God, I want to give my life to you, and I want you to give your life to me. I want to be forgiven. I want to live in that forgiveness. This is an amazing start to the rest of your life. Then just to help me for a moment, if there is anybody that's responding to the Lord, if you just raise one of your hands somewhere. People have got their eyes closed, so if you just raise your hand so I can see where you are. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I just pray right now for those responding to you. I thank you that you work in their hearts and lives right now. Father, I thank you this is the beginning of a great adventure for the rest of their lives. Knowing the Creator of the universe, the God of heaven and earth. And Father, I thank you for every person in this room. I thank you for the amazing life that we've already been given, that we're living in today. Father, I thank you that you're here. You're powerful, not just to change our lives in terms of coming to know you, but also for healing mentally, emotionally, physically. That you love to sort our bodies out. You love to do things in us. And so, Father, I thank you this morning that you touch people's bodies physically, mentally, and emotionally. Somebody here this morning, you've been dealing with quite a lot of pain around the back part of your head and it's been quite a depressive kind of weightiness. And it's God's just touching that right now. Just lifting that heaviness, that weight, that pain off your head right now. They're not migraines. It's something else that the doctor said. And God's just dealing with right now. Because he's the greatest doctor. And knows how to deal with stuff even when sometimes we don't. He does. So Father, I thank you for your healing right now in that person's head. That lifting off of that pain right now. Somebody else, you've had an issue with your pancreas and God is healing you right now. Just dealing with that issue. I speak healing into that pancreas right now in Jesus' name. Someone else, you've had scar tissue that has been causing issues in your body since you've had an operation. There's been some stuff that was left over and in your body that wasn't dealt with. Scar tissue, and that's caused some issues. Well, God is just burning that out right now. If you like, the laser power of the Holy Spirit, he's just burning out that scar tissue right now, bringing healing, and you're going to be free from suffering from this moment on. Father, I thank you. I praise your awesome name. Somebody else, you've got some lumps under your arms, and they've been kind of getting bigger in these last few months, and fear has begun to take a little bit of a grip in your heart over these last few months. Well, God's just dealing with those lumps right now. I command those things to go down and to leave that person's body right now in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for the healing there. There's no lumps. They're not malignant. They're not going to grow, but they're shriveling up and they're dying in the name of Jesus. Father, I praise your awesome name. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody else, you've had issues with a couple of discs in your back, in the base of the lower part of your back. And they've been grating and causing pain and tension. Well, God's healing you. It's Easter day. It's Resurrection Day. It's a day of rejoicing. And in a few moments, as we rejoice, as we finish this morning, you're going to be able to jump up and down and dance without any fear, without any pain, because God is just lubricating the base of your spine right now. Is there faith in the place this morning? God's lubricating you. Your discs right now bringing healing in there. Father, I thank you. I praise your awesome name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody else, you have muscle spasms in the top part of your back, especially on the left-hand side under your shoulder blade. Lots of muscle spasms, and you have to move your left arm a bit carefully, otherwise you can activate that, and it causes you a little bit of pain. Well, God's healing you right now. And be free from suffering from this moment onwards in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you that you're the healer. You are the healer. You're the mighty one. Let's all just raise our hands this morning as if saying, God, you're bigger than me. You're mighty. You're brilliant. You're powerful. You're amazing. Father, I thank you as we just raise our hands now. I thank you for your healing grace, touching bodies all over this room right now. Backs being healed, muscles being healed, joints in knees being healed, in elbows being healed right now. Father, I thank you. I praise your awesome name. Internal organs being healed right now. Liver conditions being healed. Kidney disorders being healed. Somebody else, you've had some issues with your to do with your heart. And God is just touching your heart right now. And just some of the blood flow, I believe, going into your heart and around your body. And God's touching your heart now and doing a miracle, because the doctors have said that there's nothing we can do. You're taking tablets and pills, and there's other things. You're being very careful with your diet and with certain things, and that's great. We want to honor God with our bodies. But God is just touching your heart right now, bringing healing, full restoration, so that your heart works perfectly and the blood flow around your body works perfectly, so that you can live in health and wholeness. Because that's why Jesus saved every one of us, so that we can live in the fullness of his life, in wholeness in every way. So Father, I thank you. That person, I believe you're a lady, your heart is really beating at this moment. You know God's touching you, and God's healing you right now. Father, I thank you for that complete healing and freedom in the mighty, wonderful name of Jesus. If you know God's touching you, just raise your hands up right now. If you know God's been touching your body, raise your hands. Father, I thank you that you're healing people and touching people's bodies in this place today. We praise your awesome, mighty, wonderful name. Come on, let's all stand and let's all thank him for being awesome and mighty. Come on, let's celebrate his goodness this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Are you guys ready?
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith, and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.